Hello and welcome back to Trinity Tidbits. This is Kimberly, and Trinity Tidbits is by Trinity Digital Ministry. Today we will be talking about part two in the Song of Songs, Song of Solomon series. The title for today's is Christ's Love Affair. Be right back. Welcome back, and we will be reading Song of Songs, chapter 1, 12 through 16. Excuse me there. Here we go. My king was lying on his couch, and my perfume filled the air with fragrance. My lover has the scent of myrrh as he lies upon my breasts. My lover is like the wildflowers that bloom in the vineyards at En Gedi. How beautiful you are, my love. How your eyes shine with love. How handsome you are, my dearest. How you delight me. And that was chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. The bridegroom gives high praises of his wife. The bridegroom is Christ. His wife is the church body, his believers. In previous verses from yesterday's reading, there's three verses here that I would like to read one more time. 9, 10, and 11. You, my love, excite men as a mare excites the stallions of Pharaoh's chariots. Your hair is beautiful upon your cheeks and falls along your neck like jewels. But he will make for you a chain of gold with ornaments of silver. Well, the parallel to this means that Christ's believers excite him. It compares to the love between a husband and wife. And we talked originally when I created recorded yesterday's, that most people want to interpret the scripture as an erotic love affair between a husband and wife. Well, I'm talking about the parallel of what it really means, what Christ intended us to interpret it as. And this is my opinion. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it, but I think it's important because I think a lot of people, if they stop to think about it, would believe the same thing. So the grace received from Christ's fullness jumps about excitedly of faith, affection, and gratitude. However, Christ is most beloved to them. Verse 14, my lover is like the wildflowers that bloom in the vineyards at En Gedi, signifies atonement or propitiation. If you don't know what those mean, you can look them up in the dictionary. Christ is precious to all believers because he is the propitiation or reconciliation for their sins. Believers decide to allow him to dwell in their hearts through all of the trials of their life. Christ takes joy in the good work that his grace has worked out in the souls of his believers. This should join everyone who is made holy to be truly thankful for the grace that has made them right, who by nature were damaged. So the spouse, the believer, has a humble, innocent eye finding simplicity and godly character, hearts well informed and led by the Holy Spirit. The Blessed Dove, the Church, shows her value for Christ. So that being said, the believer expresses praise of the sacred commands in that true believers have fellowship with Christ. Whether the believer is in the courts of God or in privacy, whether following his daily activity or her daily activity, or restricted to a sick bed or even in jail. Paul was in jail when he ministered through letters to the different churches. A feeling of the divine presence will turn the place into a place of joy. And speaking of that, Paul did have some joy in singing and dancing. And if you want to read the scripture for that, just go to the books in the Gospel and beyond, and it talks about the joy that they expressed, even in their desperate situations. So the soul, daily having fellowship with the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, enjoys an inspired hope of an honorable, clean, and unchanging legacy in heaven for eternity. The ones who do so may come to him boldly and can humbly appeal to him. Christ has peace for them. The souls who love Jesus Christ sincerely want to share in the benefit of his flock. That's fellowship and discipleship. Turning away from Christ is what gracious souls fear more than anything else. Yahweh can and will answer prayer. So, boldly go before Yahweh, praising and worshiping Him with all your soul, mind, and body. No matter your circumstance, He's waiting for you. So, what was a time you expressed or had an unfettered praise and worship to Christ? So I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to play a song that Carrie Job sang. The lyrics were written by Jenny Lee Riddle. And this is a live version of the song, but I'm going to sing along with it. So please forgive me if I sound like a cat howling. I just love the song. It's one of my favorites. And I think Carrie Job is a great worship leader. I will put a link to this video in the blog post that this audio will be in. So here goes. Thank you. And there you have it. The Revelation song by written by Jeannie Lee Riddle and sung by Carrie Jobe. This was at the Christ for Nations worship in February 2010. And when I came across this first version that I heard her sing, I was just overcome and undone. Because I love God so much that I just love to express it in worship and praise. So share your love for Christ in comments. If you have any questions, I will have a contact form in the blog post. You can let me know and you can comment in comments, whatever you like. But there it is. Have a great and blessed day.